Papi, welcome back to the anime podcast. So, you know, I was thinking the other day, why Obito was so, you know, insistent on not being anyone. You know, I think even at one point, you know, during the Ninja War, I think, it was in Ninja War, one of them, and someone was asking who he was, and I think it was Naruto, and he was saying, I am no one, I don't want to be anyone. You know, and I was thinking, what was the reason why Obito didn't want to be identified? No, but the obvious reason that people will point to is that no, he didn't want people to find out that he was Obito and all of that, which could be true. No problem with that. But why was he hiding his face even from the Akatsuki's? From the Akatsuki members? I don't even think any of the Akatsuki members have seen his face before. I don't think, no, you could say, oh, Itachi was a Akatsuki member, and then Itachi would have figured out who he was. I don't think that is his. And I think, I was thinking, you know, it hit me. One of the reasons why Obito didn't want to show his real face, I think if you remember the Obito from the younger days, Obito was a kind, you know, he was kind, he wasn't really showed off, he wasn't really all about strength, he was a kind person, he wanted to be Hokage, he helped old people, you know, he do all of these kind things, he sacrificed himself for Kakashi, he gave Kakashi his eye, you know, he was that person. And I think Obito could not reconcile the person that he was, with the person that he was being up, he was operating as, the leader of the Akatsuki, or the, you know, not the official leader, but, you know, the real leader, you know, the one who was working for Madara, right? He was operating as that person. And I think it was such a conflicting thing for him that he had to change persona. It almost like he could not reveal himself. It's almost like it was a metaphor. The mask was a metaphor to say that while I am operating, the things that I am doing is not the real me. I am not Obito. I am not the Obito that I want to be. Which is why he was adamant and trying to, you know, achieve put the world under the infinite Tsukuyomi, you know, and create the dream realm where he could be his real self. You know, he even said it to Kakashi, say that world is corrupt, you know, we don't worry. We are going to get rid of everything, fake, the fake you, the fake me, and we are going to get back together, we are going to become with true self, you know, we are going out with Rin. You know, he had an obsession with Rin, to know, he loved Rin, right? And that is what I was thinking about. I was like, yeah, that's real, you know, and looking back at it, you know, I really appreciate, Kishi is really such a, the Kishimoto is really a good writer, because I was looking at it, I was, wow, that's such a deep thing. You know, it was, because I remember when I was remembering, like, why did he say that I am no one, I don't want to be anyone? And there was a conflict. And we see it at the end of the Ninja War when he helped Naruto achieve his goal. And he betrayed Madara essentially, because the world that he envisioned wasn't the one that Madara essentially envisioning it. So it was a betrayal, and he himself became the Ten-Tailed Jinchuriki and was trying to usher in the world under his image, in his image and his likeness. And in that world, he could be the Obito that everyone like. I think he even mentioned something like that to Kakashi, saying, "Oh, yourself, man, in the new world we are create, we can be friends again." But the Obito that he was, he could not be that Obito. He could, and I think he didn't want to show himself to anyone, being the person that he was undertaking the things, because I guess deep down he knew that these things were wrong and these things were beneath him, but he had an obsession, you know. He, you know, and this is all, it's a testament to all, things can just go wrong in life, and you know, you can experience something, you experience Rin dying, right? And the woman that he loved, you know, he sacrificed everything. You know, gave Kakashi his eye, he died, you know, saving Kakashi, and, you know, sacrificed his eye. And he was hoping that, yo, at least my sacrifice could have changed things and made things better. Only to not die, and also witness his teammate and the woman he loved dying. Not just dying by the hands of his best friend that he gave his Sharingan to. I think he knew that Kakashi didn't kill Rin. Rin was the one that ran on Kakashi's hand, but that's besides the point. The point is that Kakashi's hand took place in killing. He was used to kill Rin, whether he did purposely or not. You know, so to see that your teammate that you love, Rin, was killed via indirectly by another teammate that you loved and sacrificed for and gave up an eye for. You know, he could not reconcile himself. You know, that shit turned him to the dark side and made it easier for Madara to manipulate him. But while he was carrying out the mission to fulfill Madara's dreams, or technically fulfill his dreams, because as we know, he betrayed Madara. And I don't think he would have even revived Madara. You know, Obito was the one that revived Madara. And I think that was a twist in his plan. You know, I don't think he even wanted Madara to come back, because apparently he was supposed to be the one to revive Madara. And I think he was supposed to use the Rinnegan. I don't think Madara was supposed to be revived either, Tensei wise, right? But we know that Obito had his own plans. But I'm telling you, he could not reconcile himself with being the person. And this is why he acted goofy as Toby. You know, when we thought he was just some ninja named Toby, he acted goofy. And that goofiness was more closer to who he was as a child, even though it was over exaggerated. But he had a little goofiness to him as a child, and I think that was him being closer to his true self. Sorry about that. That was him being closer to his true self than any other thing else. But you know, that was interesting. You know, I wanted to share that with you guys, because I was like, wow, that was such a revelation, something that I didn't think about. You know, I love Naruto, and I really do appreciate Naruto. You know, every time Naruto came out when I was on my journey through adolescence and my path to manhood, and I think I could not have experienced anything better at that point in time. You know, Naruto teach me about the world, showed me that human beings are complex. You know, we are not just black and white. You know, we're dabbled in little gray, and there's no human that's 100% good or 100% evil. You know, we are just all, you know, reacting to the situations that our choices lead us to. You know, you make enough bad choices and you might just become a bad man, or you make one right choice at a pivotal point in your life and that could decide the rest of your life. That's just all the complex and difficult and nuanced life is. You know, even the most evil man you can think of, I'm sure there's people in his life that he treated with extreme graciousness and goodness, and they appreciated him and think he was a good man, because that's what it is to be human, you know. And as human beings, it's easy for us to justify all sorts of things in our mind. So even to ourselves, we don't think we are doing anything wrong. You know, I can justify killing, like even Thanos, watch Thanos, and Thanos reason for getting rid of half of the world, half of the universe living organism was a noble cause. You know, the reasoning was noble. But nobody they don't want to die just because. Who cares if the world is dying? I'm not that noble. Why do I have to sacrifice my life so that another life could live? And why does Thanos gets to be the one that decides? You know, life is complicated. These are the type of complicated choices that we are faced with sometimes as human beings. Like, you know, on a daily basis, you have to make these choices. And sometimes you fail, you don't meet the moral requirement, you don't pass the test, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, that's just life. You know, you'll try again, hopefully you live long enough and you live to change and become a truly good person. But yeah, I really appreciated Naruto, and I know I like that Obito, that metaphoric thing about Obito, you know, where he said that I am no one, I don't want to be anyone. You know, he could not be the Obito he was as a child while living in the current world, the world that he think betrayed him. You know, he felt like the world the current world betrayed him, and he could not be the man that he wants to be in the world that betrayed him. And so he, in order for him to become the man that he wants to be, he had to create, you know, create the world in the infinite Sekiyomi and become the Obito that he always destined to be, you know. That's how I look at it. That's how I see it, you know. So this has been our next episode, a little quick episode of the anime podcast. And I'm going to be releasing more episodes more frequently. I'm trying to organize things and try to really do this full time, you know, because I'm trying to also watch a lot more animes. So you can check out here, because I'll be talking about more animes and manga. Jujutsu Kaisen, Rise of the Shield Hero, Spy X Family, and all of those good stuff, you know, and more. Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, One Piece, all the great stuff. Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Anime Podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify, make sure you follow me there and give me a rating, a 5-star rating, help me out. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcast, do the same thing, follow me there, give me a 5-star rating. You know, truly help out the podcast, help it to grow, help it so that I can, you know, do this more full-time and, you know, monetize it the right and proper way. Now, I appreciate you guys who will listen to this podcast every time I release an episode. And for the new listeners, thank you for listening to this and find it interesting. If you reach this far into the episode and listening to this right now, I want to tell you thanks. And I really love and appreciate you guys. You know, thank you for everything. And I hope you guys are having a good day, good night, whichever it is. And I hope you stay focused, stay blessed, and you have a blessed 2022. Stay out of trouble, stay alive. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.